Hello, everyone. Today is October 26, 2010, and this is Clarissa Bell, and welcome to the weekly teleclass. And this is a teleclass where I will speak about a topic for the first part of the class, and it's a topic designed to expand our consciousness and deepen our awareness. And then I will be going into the science of the cards, which is also known as cardology, or some of you may know it as destiny cards. And then I'll be doing readings or a reading for someone on the line. So as usual, I always like to start off with a prayer. So if you're somewhere where you're able to close your eyes, just close your eyes and just relax. You need to do nothing but just become aware of your breath and just notice that your breathing is happening and it's on its own. The deeper awareness, that bigger part of us is really regulating the breath for us. But in becoming aware of this, we are aware that there is something more to us than just this physical appearance. There's something deeper, and it's regulating the breath. It regulates the body functions. So just noticing your breath and just take in these words. I am in total harmony with the perfection of the universe. I absolutely trust that this harmonious perfection acts in, as, and through me, precisely as I am in the moment. I deeply know that the action of this harmonious perfection is the sole operating force in the universe. I radically rely on this harmonious perfection to support every moment of my human experience. I unconditionally experience and express the harmonious perfection of the universe in every activity of my life. I exalt in the joyful abundance richly invested in me by the harmonious perfection of the universe. And I gleefully exalt in the extravaganza of unconditional love and support that constantly and consistently surrounds me and all in the universe. Just allowing that to just seep into your pores, into the cells of your body, to the deepest level of your being, just to remind us of who we truly are at the deepest core. And that particular prayer is called Exaltation, and that's by Grady Clare Porter. So, okay, so we're going to start the class now, and I'm going to start off with a topic, and today's topic is going to be, I'm going to talk about, you know, we've been talking about identities. It's been the main theme for the past 3 months. And so I learned this new energy therapy the other day, and I think it fits well with what I've been teaching and what I've been talking about. And it fits well because this energy therapy actually calls in our deeper awareness, or it calls in that bigger, more expanded part of our being. And as I've been discussing through some of these classes about how to just create identities, it's important that we actually acknowledge that we are the creator of our experience, that everything that we're experiencing is really stemming from these identities that we actually created, you know, at some point, most of them when we were younger, okay? And we're actually creating this, and the part that's actually been creating them is the bigger part of ourselves, okay? So in this energy therapy, the reason why I want to bring it here as a resource is because the premise of it is that we can call in this bigger part of ourselves, this place of awareness, the part of us that's regulating our breathing. Some call it our subconscious, but it's really just the more expanded aspect of ourselves. Okay, and so this energy therapy is called Ask and Receive, and so what you do is if you have a situation, or I'm going to use identities because we've been using identities, and remember an identity is a definition about self. It's a belief about self, and this identity could be negative or positive. There could be a negative identity, and any negative identity is an identity that disaffirms our God essence. So if our God essence is, you know, being powerful, wise, and loving, a negative identity is one that goes against that. So it would be, I'm stupid, I'm not lovable, and I'm powerless. Okay, that's negative identity. It's a belief about self. Positive identity would affirm, you know, the truth, the deeper truth, the God essence of who we are. I am wonderful. I am loving. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am powerful. I am the creator of my own experience. I have the power to create my life in ways that are beautiful and loving and kind to me and all others. So that's an example of positive identities. And what we're concerned here with is the negative identities, because when we're able to discreate these negative identities and actually energize the positive ones, then we will begin to experience our life transforming in the physical. Okay, so we've been talking about how to discreate identities, how to dissolve them, and how to discreate resistance. This resistance actually keeps whatever identities we have in place. And so if I had an identity that I wanted to discreate, what I could do is, as in this process, there are several statements that you say out loud. It's very easy to learn, and it's very simple. And so I'm going to go through an example of one. So I'm going to take the example of I'm bad, or there's something wrong with me. I think every human being that I've met, that I've had any kind of really deep kind of conversation with, I mean, when we really kind of talk to one another and really reveal the truth of what's going on with us, I think everybody that I've talked to about this has some kind of belief about themselves that there's something wrong with me. And I translate that as I'm bad. I know I've had a heavy I'm bad identity. And I don't, you know, we don't need to go into where and how and when it got formed, but just some place earlier in life, I came to this conclusion about myself based on something that was going on, and usually the conclusion was based on what's information. And since it happens so young, as a lot of this happens when we're pre-verbal, before we can even speak, we just have a sense about something, and then we make it mean something about ourselves, and that's how a lot of these identities get formed. So using this identity of I'm bad, let's see. So you would say there is a bigger, wiser part of my being. Again, that's bringing in the deeper awareness that already knows how to discreate this identity of I'm bad and knows how to reclaim all of my power from this identity now. Okay? So that would be the first statement. There's a bigger part of my being that already knows how to dissolve this identity, and how to reclaim my power from it now. Second statement, and that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me, and it is doing so with grace and ease. That's the second one. Third one, my mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information now. Fourth one, this information transfer is complete. Okay? So it's very simple, and that's all there is to it. And so I've been experimenting with this, and one of the things that I have done is, you know, I've thought about how to actually go in and discreate identities energetically, doing it on the energetic level. So you have to find the identity, and usually you find the identity through some emotion that's got triggered by some life event. So you allow yourself to go into the emotion, and as you're in the emotion, you ask yourself the question, who am I that I feel this way? Or who am I that I have this thought? Okay, and then you can get to the identity belief about the I am statement. And in that, you release any resistance, discreate any resistance on it, and then you discreate the identity itself. And you can go back on my website on the recordings page, and there are the past classes and listed by topics, and there are a couple of classes about how to discreate negative identity masses, okay? And so for details on that, just go back, download that, and listen to that. So, but once you do that process and you really work with it energetically, you're just moving energy. That's how you're taking your power, your energy out of this identity so that the identity will dissolve. And then afterwards, you can use this this process or this technique to actually just sort of as a finishing touch and also as a way to begin to then energize any positive identities that you want to, you know, energize. Because remembering, law of creation is whatever we energize increases. Whatever we give energy to increases, whether that energy is negative or positive. So if we put negative energy towards something, it will increase that. If you put energy towards something that's, quote, negative, and negative is not bad. Negative is that which is not serving us at this point or that which is not of benefit to us at this time, okay? So we can, but if we energize that thing, that means if we put attention on it and we resist it and that it's going to grow. Doesn't matter if it's negative or positive, it will make it bigger. So it'll make it more negative or it'll make it more positive, okay? So we want to begin to, we just create the negative identities and we energize the positive identities. So I'm going to go through this once more and show you at the end how you can begin to energize some of the positives. So, okay, so making a statement, okay? There's a bigger part of me that already knows how to completely believe and accept this transformation. So you can use this on anything. There's a bigger part of me that already knows how to heal and release this belief. There's a bigger part of me that already knows how to heal and release this discomfort, whatever it may be. But I'm going to use this one. There's a bigger part of my being that already knows how to completely believe and accept this transformation. So after you've done a transformation, you can use this. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me, and it is doing so with grace and ease. My mind, theory, and spirit are receiving this information now, and the information transfer is complete. And this is where some of the energizing the positive comes in. I now completely believe and accept this creation, and I believe this transformation can continue. So after you do the energetic part of the discreation, which is really the main part of it, you can just do this simple technique, you know, to remind yourself of what you've done and to just put some positive energy towards the work that you've done and to put some positive energy into some new beliefs that you want to have. I now completely believe and accept that I can change quickly. I now completely believe that and accept that this transformation is permanent. You see, you're changing your being and you're energizing, you're positively energizing this new way that you're showing up. So this is called Ask and Receive. And let me see, I'm going to see if I can find you a website. Yes, a website for this. So you can go, and if you want more information about it, then, and also, too, I want to make sure I give you who created this. It was created by Sandy Radomski and Tom Altaffer. And the website is askandreceive.org, and they have a lot of free stuff and some videos where the people who created this take you through the process yourself, and they have a question section and a testimonial section, and they do a lot of work with people with autism, if that's of interest to anyone. I know I have a nephew who has autism, so it was of interest to me. So Ask and Receive, no spaces. Just spelled exactly as it sounds, askandreceive.org, and go there if you like more information about this particular technique. Okay, so that was my topic for today, and now I'm going to go into the science of the cards. So let's see. Science of the cards is an ancient system said to date back to Atlantis. But its actual last known origins dates back to Egypt, to an order, a secret society known as the Order of the Magi. And it's a mystical order, and it's preserved the secrets of this system. I mean, most people still have not heard of this system, and that's because the secrets of this system have been preserved by the Order of the Magi. And it was supposed to be, as the saying, as the story goes, to be revealed only when the evolution of mankind was actually ready to receive this information. And that time is, has now. It's been the first book that was published on this was published in 1894 by a man named Olney Richmond. And since then, it's slowly been making its way into the consciousness of our planet. And I'd say in the last 20 years, it's become more widely known. And there's a man named Robert Lee Camp who's written at least four or five books on this subject. And I think he's the person that's actually been responsible for bringing this information out more publicly in the last, I'd say, 15 years. Okay. So, you can go to his website at Seven Thunders, the number seven, not spelled, just the number seven, thunders.com, and you can find all kinds of information there. And you can also get his book, Cards of Your Destiny, and Love Cards. He has other books, but Cards of Your Destiny is the one where you can actually see, they actually have the spreads listed in them. Okay, so the point is that this system has been becoming more widely known in the last 10 years. Okay, but the way the system works is that it actually uses, it's represented by a common deck of playing cards. I mean, who would have known? I mean, that's what I kind of love about life sometimes is that, you know, things aren't always as they appear. And most people don't know that the common deck of playing cards was really created as a symbolic representation of our Earth's calendar. The 52 cards correspond to the 52 weeks in our year, the four suits correspond to the four seasons, and the 13 cards in each suit correspond to the 13 lunar cycles in each year. And when you add the numeric value of all the 52 cards plus the Joker, it totals 365 and a quarter, which is the number of days in each year. Okay, so it really is a representation of our Earth's calendar. And the way this system works is that every day of our year is governed by one of the 52 cards in the deck. So any person born on any given day will inherit the characteristics associated with that number and suit, as well as all the different factors of that card. Okay, and so these energies represent personality archetypes, and they're symbols of our soul's expression in this lifetime. So you could say they represent karmic packages that we choose to be born under because we choose the day we're going to be born. And that way you could say there are 52 different karmic packages. Well, actually 53 if you include the Joker, but we don't really read for the Joker because the Joker can be any card at any given time, okay? But that's a whole other story, okay? So the card governing the day you were born is called your birth card. And then in addition to that, each person is also assigned what's called a planetary ruling card, and that ruling card is based on the astrological sun sign. So, for instance, if I was born in June on a particular day, the card that governs that day, that would be my birth card. But people born in June who are Geminis, so they're born under the sign of Gemini, and Gemini is ruled by the sign Mercury. So their planetary ruling card would be the Mercury card that falls in their life path, okay? So with each of these cards has a life path, okay, ruled by certain planets. And your planetary ruling card is the card that's in that life path, which is ruled by whatever sign you're born under, okay? And so what I do is, and then there are energies. So each card has characteristics. And so when I know your birth card, then I know certain things about you, and you do too. It's just that when you hear about the characteristics of the cards, you'll go, oh, wow, I knew that about myself. It helps you to own who you are. Same thing with the ruling card. I look at your ruling card and I see what characteristics come with that card, and it just gives you information. So it gives you self-understanding and self-knowledge. And really, when we read these, you know, the characteristics associated with these cards, we kind of really know these things about ourselves. But as I said, it actually helps us to step into who we really are and what we came here to do. Now, some people actually relate more to one card than the other. You'll sometimes find people who, you know, their birth card may be a king. And I'll find this with women a lot. Their birth card may be a king, but they haven't really stepped into the role of king, but they'll sort of relate more to their planetary ruling card. You'll find that quite a bit. And then sometimes all they need is some permission to say, well, you're really a king, you know, but, you know, you have to step into being a king. And it sort of like wakes them up to, Oh, yeah, I knew I had those kind of qualities and characteristics. I mean, I'm going to give myself permission to step into who I am. So it's a way to have self-understanding. So that's one way. Another way is for every 7 years and every year, there are what's called these spreads. The cards are what's quadrated, and they're quadrated in different spreads up to 90 years. And so up to 90 years, there's a spread for each birth card for every year for 90 years. And there are different cycles. Like I said, there's 7-year cycles, so you can also look at 7-year spreads. And so the cards are already set. When I do a reading, I don't have any cards in my hands, okay? It's like these spreads have already been quadrated or calculated, and then the spreads are read for each of the cards in a particular kind of way. You kind of have to know how to read them, and they're actually just calculated, and the spreads are printed out. Okay, so I'm not handling any cards. The information is already set. It's already done. And that's why Robert Lee Camp named it Cards of Your Destiny, okay? And that's why it's also called Destiny Cards, because it's, in some ways it's as if your destiny has already been set. But when you know how to actually read, you know, the energies that are present for you, then you can actually unfold your destiny in a much more focused, directed manner. And that's the benefit of knowing this system. So we've got the benefit of knowing yourself, self-understanding, which is the beginning of wisdom, when you know yourself. And then we have, it helps you unfold your destiny. And the third aspect of it that I'd like to talk about is that you can do relationship readings with this system. You can compare your cards with another person's card, and you get to see how you interact with someone, and you get to see the direction of, because energy flows from one person to another in particular directions. You can have mutual connections where the energy is flowing both ways. And so it gives you a lot of information about how you actually are relating to another person. So it's helpful, you know, when you know that you have a particular kind of connection with a certain person, and it's going to actually bring up certain energies between you. That's helpful to know. And then you know how to actually navigate that relationship much more wisely. Okay, so that's a bit about the card system. And today is October 26, 2010, as I said. And October 26, people who are born today would be a 9 of Hearts birth card. And it's Scorpio. We're in Scorpio territory, the beginning of Scorpio territory. And Scorpio is the only sign where it has two ruling cards, because it's ruled by Mars and Pluto. So the 9 of Hearts in their life path, the Queen of Spades is the Mercury, is the Mars card, and the King of Clubs is the Pluto card. So their planetary ruling cards are the Queen of Spades and the King of Clubs. So a 9 of Hearts birth card, Queen of Spades, King of Clubs ruling cards. And a 9 of Hearts person is all about universal love, because the 7 and the 9s are spiritual numbers, and 9 is a universal number. It means they have to give on a large scale. So it's about universal love. Hearts is love and relationships. It's about loving humanity and surrendering to the higher will of love for all. They have a very inspired mind. They have a good work ethic. That's partly because of that Queen of Spades ruling card. And but they have challenges with, all nines will have challenges with intimate and personal relationships. For one thing, because they're here to give. Nines are here to give. And sometimes in that sense, but they're here to give universally. And sometimes they can feel like they're giving and giving and giving, and they're not actually being nurtured in return, okay? So that could be some of the challenges with any nine, but particularly a 9 of Hearts, since they're giving universal love. And in that way, they can tend to be codependent. And also, a 9 of Hearts is one of the semi-fixed cards, so they can be fixed in their approach to love. Okay, and since nines are here to also complete something, a 9 of Hearts is here to learn something important about love so that they complete this cycle that they've come in here with. And then with the Queen of Spades ruling card, it just would make them, the Queen of Spades is like the queen of work and labor. They have an incredible mind, and it's actually a rare card because there's only one birthday. That's the Queen of Spades birthday. But you could see you could have a Queen of Spades planetary ruling card, okay? But the Queen of Spades at its core is about self-mastery. It's about the ability to be able to master yourself from within. And so instead of trying to change things on the outside, it's about being able to go within yourself and shift and transform. And we've talked about identities, to transform within, and then the outer begins to reflect that inner transformation. But Queen, you know, and this is a person who is a very powerful person. Hillary Clinton was born on this birthday because the Queen and the King are royal cards, okay? So they're very gifted, and they're here to be leaders, kings and queens, okay? So this is someone who was born for leadership, okay? They wouldn't be just satisfied with just a regular old job. So they're born for leadership, and they're here to give something universally, a very, very powerful person. So definitely leadership with both that Queen. And the King of Clubs is the king of master of knowledge and distinction, okay? They have a mind that can really make very distinct distinctions about things, and they're usually right on. And they're born to be a leader and a teacher, and they will inevitably be managing and leading others, okay? And King of Clubs is just a very they're honest and they live by the truth. And they really do have good karma when it comes to marriage. They're very marriageable people, okay? So this would be someone who would be born today, okay? And so now I'm going to unmute the call, and I'm going to give a reading to Tamara, who's on the line. Tamara?
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Hi. So I'm going to give Tamara a reading, and those of you who want to follow along who have the book, you're welcome to just look up her spreads as I read them, and you can kind of get an idea of how I would interpret the cards, okay? So, Tamara, if you would just give me your birthday and how old you are.
Okay, my date of birth is October 30th, 1956, and I believe I'm 53.
Okay. And you have a birthday coming up in
54.
You have a birthday coming up in 3-4 days. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, so now you're a Scorpio, so you're one of those ones who has two ruling cards, okay? So given that we, you know, the time here, oh, boy. Okay, so Tamara, you are a Five of Hearts first card. And your planetary ruling cards are in the Nine of Hearts and the Nine of Diamonds. And what's really particularly interesting about your birthday is that you have two nines as a planetary ruling cards. That's very interesting. And as I was saying, the nines is a universal number, and it's all about giving and completion. And I just gave a description for the Nine of Hearts. So you're here to give universal love. And the Nine of Diamonds is you know, they do have a – now, nines also will experience a lot of loss in their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like completions, but they also have to be willing to let go. Like if something is taken from them, they have to, like, let it go. If they try to hold on to it, you know, that's when they'll experience a lot of difficulty, emotional difficulty. Because nines are here to complete something this lifetime. And part of that is letting go of the old habits and patterns. And then they're also here to give. And so they will be happiest when they find what their gifts and talents are and they give that universally for a universal purpose when they give that to the world. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay. So, and since you have two of them, it's like going to be, you know, it's really emphasized, okay? So you finding out which ways that you are here to give and to give that, you know, on a broad scale so that the world can benefit that would be when you would feel most fulfilled in your life, okay? Okay, now you're a Five of Hearts and a Nine of Hearts. So you've got these other two heart cards. So relationships is important to you, family is important to you, and just, you know, love itself is important. And given that you got this nine, so giving love, finding a way to really be of service in a way that's actually going to bring people probably into a more loving experience of themselves, I would say, would be something that would be really a guide for you in what you want to be doing. Now, five is the card, is the number of change. And so it's really interesting because five means every five is restless. I mean, you know, they love to travel. They like to seek new adventure, you know. And whenever possible, fives will also move on a dime if they could, you know.
Yes.
So is that resonating with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like right now.
You know. So, but a fives are also good at sales and promotion, you know, because they love people, and they love change. So a good job for a five or good work for a five would be something where they get to travel a lot, you know, where they get to meet with people, where they get to travel, where they're not stuck in one thing, because a five could not be stuck doing one thing, okay?
Exactly.
You know, they have to be exploring, they have to be changing, they have to constantly be expanding in some kind of way, all right?
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, okay. So, and they also, you know, a five of hearts could also need freedom in relationships, too. Whatever, I don't, you know, I think each person is different, you know, whatever that would mean for you, okay?
I understand.
Okay. So that's a bit about your birth card, and I've already talked a bit about your planetary ruling card, especially that nine of hearts. You're here to give universal love. And the nine of diamonds, I think you would – now, diamonds are about values, and it's about money. So I think as that nine of diamonds, you'll experience, you know, some loss of probably money sometime in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But it would only serve to actually make you less attached. And also that would mean you're here to give value to others, okay? So giving value and giving love to others. And I could see, you know, you being able to travel around doing that. That would be like a perfect combination for you. You know?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a bit about your birth card and your ruling cards. Just, you know, and so see, as I said before, you kind of know these things about yourself, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's just you go, yeah, that's me. Okay, I'm on it. That's what I, you know, came here to do and express in this lifetime. Okay, so I'm going to look at your spreads for – I'm going to try to look real quick through the end of it. Since, you have a birthday coming up in 4 days, I'm going to look to see at the end of this year and see what I could see for the coming year. So five of hearts, and you are 53 now, soon to be 54.
Well, we better do the math on that. Let's see, 1, 9, 5. 6.
Yeah, it is 56. Because 56, it'd be 2010, you'd be 54, right?
Okay. I hadn't done it yet. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So, let's see. Wow, well, you had a Jack of Spades in long range. That's the focus of the year. And, Jack of Spades is a higher lifestyle, elevating your lifestyle in every way. It's also a spiritual initiation, okay?
Wow.
You know, for this year. So you had a Jack of Spades, Ten of Spades. So did you have some work projects this year?
I do. I don't know exactly which one I'm going to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
What I should focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm just looking at the end. Okay, I'm going to look at your year-long cards because you had a Jack of Spades, Ten of Spades. That is actually, as I said, it's elevating your lifestyle in some kind of way, but it's a spiritual initiation involved in that some kind of way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you displaced the nine of clubs. And anytime we displace something, it means we needed to pay attention to it. But when we displace a nine, that means it's time to let go of something. And in clubs, you had to let go of some concept or some kind of way of thinking or some plans you had. You had to let them go.
Quite a few.
Yeah, okay. So that means that it was time to let them go, okay? All right.
Right, and I didn't regret it, believe that.
Okay, so that's really great. And you had a Three of Spades challenge, so you may have had either some health challenge or a work?
Yeah, I almost died, but I'm recovering now.
Okay, so that was your challenge, and your result call was an 8 of clubs, and an 8 would indicate that you had the power and the focus to overcome it, and that by the end of it, you have a powerful, focused mind, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and you had a 3 of clubs environment. Now, 3 of clubs could be worry, but it's also a writer's card. Did you do any writing this year?
I've written several books. I haven't done anything with them.
Okay, so that meant that writing would be a blessing and a benefit to you, and maybe, you know, this, it looked like this year wasn't the time to necessarily publish it, but the fact that you would be writing or somehow expressing yourself, you know, creativity through the spoken word or the written word would be a benefit, okay? So that was just a little bit about your year and how things are ended up. Let me look at your 9 of hearts. I'm not going to read the 9 of diamonds because the 9 of hearts, your first card for a Scorpio is always the one that's always in effect, and we come into our 9 of diamonds, and you probably do have the 9 of diamonds, but I'm not going to read it because of the time, because I want to go into what's coming up for this coming year. In this spread, your focus, and this is a semi-fixed card, your focus was Ace of Clubs, 6 of Diamonds. So this is new knowledge. This is learning. Did you learn some new things?
A ton of it.
A ton?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. Ace of Clubs is always about schooling. It's learning. It's about bringing in new information, okay, whether it comes from the spiritual realm or from books or going to college, whatever it is, but it's really learning something new. And it was information you were destined to receive or to learn. Okay. Yeah. And you had an 8 of hearts challenge with a 7 of spades result. So the 7 of spades results would also indicate that you had a health challenge, but that you would, that, and with this 8 of hearts, this is, again, power, but it's in relationships, okay? It's actually, 8 of hearts is like social power, and folks, social charm and power. But somehow it was in a challenging position, so I'm not really sure what that's about for you. You may know. But somehow it's connected to, it's actually, 7 of spades is also a card of faith. So by the end of this year, you would have developed a deep and abiding faith. Okay. Now, what that faith is in, I don't know. You said you almost died. Maybe it's faith in life or the goodness of life or faith in your ability to heal itself. I'm not sure what. Okay. But that's what
now,
that would
be. The ability sound right.
The what?
The ability.
Okay, the abilities.
In myself and my abilities. Yes.
Okay. Well, in your 7-year spread in the 9 of hearts, your focus for the 7 years is 7 of spades. So you had the result. So this health situation that you went through,
mm-hmm.
that would really indicate, you know, that health situation. And but at its core, what the 7 of spades is the ability to count your blessings. It's in the middle of any kind of crisis, in the middle of any health situation, you have to find what's actually working. You have to go to what you already have. You have to be aware and to have gratitude and thanks for what you do have. It's like and 7 is a spiritual number, like the 7s and the 9s are the spiritual numbers. Now, with the 7, it always is going to present some kind of challenge on the material level, but there's always a solution to it on the spiritual level. And usually that solution includes being able to go to the faith, and because 7 of spades is the biggest card of faith, but it's also about going in and finding gratitude for what is already present. And in that gratitude, you know, you kind of increase, energize your experience of life, and you gain more energy and more awareness. And through this Thanksgiving, it actually increases your positive energy. So you actually have been having this, you know, this has sort of been, you know, an exercise in faith for the past 5 years, and will probably continue on some level throughout. Now, this is your Saturn year of the 7-year spread, so this was probably going to be your most challenging year of the 7 years. And the next 2 years, you'll probably see a kind of smoothing out of things in terms of the intensity of the challenge. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to look at the Nine of Diamonds real quick. See what the result of that one was. Oh, wow, Tamara. Because in the Nine of Diamonds, your challenge was a Seven of Spades, and your result was a Seven of Clubs. Boy, this was definitely a spiritual year for you. I mean, my goodness.
What's going on?
Well, you had the Seven of Spades again. This is in your Nine of Diamonds, your other ruling cards. You had the Seven of Spades challenge, so the health was very strong, and you would have to really have faith. And you had the Seven of Clubs result, which so you got these two spiritual numbers as a result, as a challenge and a result. So basically, by the end of this year, you should really have been, you should really be in such a spiritual mindset. That's what this means. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your long range, your focus was a Five of Spades, and your displacement was a Five of Spades. That's a card of move, and that's a card of one of the biggest cards of change. So your whole, so on a fundamental level, your life would really have changed.
Mm.
You would experience
that started this year.
Okay, yeah. So that's this year in your Nine of Diamonds. That was this year. The focus was long range Five of Spades and a displacement Five of Spades. So you had the Five of Spades two places in your long in your year long cards. That's a lot of change. Okay. So that was this year.
I love it.
Huh? I said, so that was this year.
How was this year?
No, I said that was this year, this past year.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, so now so you're coming to the end of it. Now for the next year, let me see what I can tell you about this coming year. Well, you're still in this particular seven-year cycle, and you're going into the Uranus year of this seven-year cycle, so you've got two more years in the seven-year cycle. Now, in your Five of Hearts, you're actually going to be focusing on your focus for this year is going to be a Seven of Clubs. Again, another seven. So, but this is about actual, and you got a Seven of Clubs, Seven of Hearts. Wow. So you really picked this 7 year period for you is a lot about is a very spiritual time for you, because again, in this one you've got a Seven of Clubs focus with the underlying Seven of Hearts. So this is like. You're going to be going into really developing enlightened mind, okay? And Seven of Hearts is letting go of any kind of past betrayals, any kind of ways that you felt abandoned or betrayed in your life. And what this is going to lead to is that you will be able to have, like I said, enlightened mind and be able to love things, have spiritual love for yourself and others, knowing that love actually comes from source, from within.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It doesn't come from outside of us. There's always enough love within in source. Source is love, and we are made of source love. Okay.
So I become unconditional love.
Yeah. That's what this is probably gonna lead to. And in this one, you also have a Seven of Spades challenge. So again, it's developing faith, and you've got an Ace of Spades result. You're gonna go through another transformation, my dear.
I'm going to go through another what?
You're going to go through more transformation, okay?
That's great.
You're going to go through more transformation with the Ace of Spades.
That doesn't scare me. That excites me.
Okay, so now you've got a King of Diamonds as your environment card. It's time for you to dust off those books and start creating your own business.
Oh.
King of Diamonds environment.
Again?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
That means if you do it, it'll be a blessing, and it'll you'll have a lot of support doing it, because the King of Diamonds is your environment card, and that's always a blessing. You get that energy. It's like you don't have to do anything. That energy is just right there for you. So I would say start, dust off those things and create your own business. It's time to get going with that. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Now. And you're saying that all of the energy is there to make it happen, eat with ease.
Well, yes. If you put the effort into doing a business, it will be a blessing and a benefit to you this coming year, starting on your birthday. Okay?
Okay.
Just try it. You got nothing to lose. Right?
You're right. I say that all the time to everybody else, yeah.
Got nothing to lose. Just try it. Can't hurt. It's going to be a blessing. Whatever, however it unfolds, it's going to be nothing but a blessing, okay? And you got a Queen of Hearts displacement. So this is something you need to pay attention to, you know, whether it's with your Queen of Hearts is the mother's card, it's the wife card, it's the, you know, the spouse card for if you're a woman. So there's something about either your child, your role as a mother or your role as a wife that is going to that you need to pay attention to this year, okay?
Okay.
All right. And going into your Nine of Hearts, your ruling card. Now, you got a Two of Diamonds long range in your Nine of Hearts spread. So that's business partnerships, okay? So, you know, this might be part of you kind of creating your own business because, you know, none of us is an island, and we all need to, you know, really cooperate and work in partnership with one another. So partnership is probably going to be a focus for you. Like maybe how you can work with other people to get your work out to the world, or how you can work to leverage, you know, your products with other people so that they can, so that they may have, someone else may have a list, and they may, you may partner with them, and you may share your list with others, and it might give you more exposure, that kind of thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. And Queen of Spades is your challenge. So again, more self-mastery. And Three of Diamonds is different ways to make money. It's a lot of creativity, and it's versatility in making money. So I know you. I know Tamara somewhat. I know you got a lot of different ideas, right?
Yeah, all the time.
You got a lot of different ways you can make money, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so with that opening your business, you're going to be offering more than one product, okay? And this is about being able to, you know, to organize yourself, the Queen of Space. It's the Queen of Labor. Organize yourself so that you can actually begin to offer different ways of making money, different products to people, okay, through your own business, all right?
Okay, all right.
Okay. And let me see. I'll do Nine of Diamonds real quick. And then if I have time, I will go into the sequence of my time. I got 10 minutes. I can go into some of the period cards. Okay. Ooh. Well, you got a lot of heart cards in this spread. Something about relationships. That's all relationship. Okay. Okay. Well, what is your relationship? Tell me, just so for the benefit of other people, what's your relationship status right now?
Well, I'm married. I've got three daughters. They're all grown, and two of them have left home recently, like you said, the Queen of Hearts thing. They left the state, as a matter of fact. And the third child is probably going to leave as well after this year. She finishes school. My husband and I, we are been together for 31 years. We just were stripped of everything, and as well as a health challenge I had. Had major surgery, actually exploratory surgery, and completely the businesses we had there no longer exist. I mean, we've been stripped down to the bare minimum, and I have never been so happy.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Okay. So, all right, then. In context to that, I always read in context, and you've got a King of Hearts environment card. That would represent your husband. So he's going to be continue to be a blessing and a benefit to you this year, okay?
Okay.
All right, and you got a Ten of Hearts displacement.
The King of Hearts?
Yeah, the King of Hearts.
I got you. Okay.
Okay. Now, you've got a Ten of Hearts displacement. This is something you need to pay attention to. Then this is audiences. So this is connected with you getting your work out. So any opportunity that you have to be in front of a group, or to go out, even if it's to a party, a networking, to speak, to do anything, I would say do it. If it feels in alignment with who you are and what you have to offer. But if you get that opportunity, you want to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll need to. On the people speaking for some weird reason.
What?
Even when I don't. Well, I'm always speaking to a lot of large groups of people, and it just happens a lot.
Okay, so I would say you want to focus more on that and focus more on that so that you gear it towards really having your products available so that people know that you have things to offer for purchase, okay? not just giving things away. I mean, you can if that's a way to get people to know you, but you also need to start thinking of this in terms of your business, all right? Okay. So, and then, you know, your challenge is a six of hearts. So this is responsibility and love. So I'm not really sure what this is about. It also could be that you're destined to meet somebody that's going to be important in your life in some kind of way, okay? And you got a nine of hearts result. So I think that might just be maybe your you know, you talked about your kids leaving home, and it's just about, or it could just be the ending of certain relationships that no longer serve you. And
you know, I've actually felt that about my children for a little while here.
Mm-hmm.
That's over, not in the sense of dead or anything, but it's complete.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
No regrets. Just
yeah.
I've kind of sensed that.
Yeah. So in this position, it's a good thing. It's a benefit. It's a blessing. You know, it means it's time. You know, for it to happen. Mm-hmm. And you also may find that
I've actually verbalized that to them, as a matter of fact.
Well, so I would say now, looking in your 7-year cycle in the Nine of Diamonds, you got a Ten of Clubs result. You actually have a King of Spades challenge, and you have a Ten of Clubs result. King of Spades is you can do whatever you put your mind to. So whatever you really want to put your mind to, and it's also a card of healing. So you mentioned having surgery, and this would indicate that you would have the energy to really be able to get through that. But the Ten of Clubs is a card of publishing, okay? And so this is a new result. That means this is what you'll end up with at the end of the 7 years. And you talked about writing, having so many books that you have already written.
Yes.
So just be aware that you've got this Ten of Clubs as a result, and you probably will be able to find somebody to publish your works, okay?
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
You got 2 more years till this, 7-year cycle ends. So I would be these next year or two, I would actually be kind of having my antennas out as to, you know, ways that, you know, you can get this your work published. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So, so that's the reading your year-long cards. Let me see for your birthday, you're in your first period, your Mercury period, what you got going on. Ace of Clubs, Five of Spades. More learning and more change, but it will be quick. It won't be anything like, you know, permanent, but you'll just be doing more learning and more change. And Three of Spades, working. Are you working now?
No.
Did they ever find out what was wrong with you? Because you have a Three of Spades, and that's like, that could be, you know, an undiagnosed health situation, or it could be having 2 jobs, or it could be 2 possible things going on with your health. What happened with your health situation?
They never did find out what it was, which I told you, was just stuff happened.
I see.
They kept trying to name it, give it a name, and I said, no, I refused it. I said, no. And I said, why does everything have to have a name? And when it could just be something just went wrong.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what it was.
Okay.
And I healed so fast the day after surgery that I was up walking, and they were like, couldn't understand it because I was cut from breastplate to pubic bone.
Wow. Oh, my.
And they removed a mass the size of a grapefruit, but it was just old. It was just food.
Ah.
The old food, and it was nearly 90%. It had 90% blocked my intestine, and they cut out 8 inches of my intestine.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't feel like I've had surgery, I'll be honest about it.
Right.
But, and then I lost a lot of my life force, but as soon as that surgery was over, it just bounced back. It's like, it was just everywhere. People, you know, they just didn't understand it. And, of course, I understand the power of mind. No, I have what I choose to have, and I just want you to have what you're saying.
Okay.
And I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. So that would just be then that was, you know, undiagnosed something. But you got an 8 of diamonds underneath it, so that's like money. So, you know, in the next, the first 7 weeks, you should be getting some kind of money coming in some kind of way.
Well, that's wonderful because I now, see, you know, you. And how much of a god you are to me. I was at a loss in all these crossroads, and I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
And then you call me, and I'm like, yeah, I need to hear this.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, a thousand different ways I could go.
Okay, well, let me just tell you, doing your own business, and let me just look at your Jupiter cards real quick. For one thing, your Nine of Diamonds spread, you got an Eight of Diamonds in Venus. Okay, that's a good, another Eight of Diamonds. There's money to be made there. So I think this is going to be a good year for you because you got a lot of eights, you got a lot of tens, and the eights and tens are power cards. And actually, in your Nine of Diamonds, you've got a Ten of Clubs, Jack of Clubs. And that, again, that Ten of Clubs is the card of publishing. So if you wanted to publish something this year, I would say publish it, even if you have to self-publish, okay?
Okay.
So, you've got the Eight of Diamonds in Venus, that's money. You've got a Ten of Spades, Four of Spades, a Ten of Spades in Mars. That's a lot of energy, that's power, that's focus, that's a lot of work projects. And then the next, in Jupiter, you've got a Ten of Clubs, Jack of Clubs. So you've got cards of success this year. So I would actually start to kind of move outward and do some of the start to put these things out into the world. And even in Saturn, you got a Ten of Diamonds. Saturn is the most challenging time of the year, and you got a Ten of Diamonds, and that's large sums of money. You just have to work hard for it. And then your next year, you got a King of Diamonds, King of Hearts, and that's that business card. That's money again. So I'd say it's time to, you know, this past year you went through a lot of change, a huge transformation, physical things, and now as you're recovering, it's time to begin to have fresh life and to begin to offer your work to the world. You've got these two nines. You're going to be most fulfilled when you're actually finding a way to give, your knowledge, your information out into the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's really going to feed you. And I know you
I do that now, but not in front of large. I mean, I do it now and then, but I just got off of a 2-year thing where I was like ministering to like 500 people every month, in the sense of in a group setting, but it wasn't a church setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I learned a lot in that experience, but so basically, you're saying it's time for me to just launch out into the world.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is, okay? Because, you know, your Five of Hearts, 7-year, you got a King of Clubs long range. That's being a leader of information, okay? So this has been going on, and it's got a Ten of Hearts underneath it. So this is being a leader to large groups of people, okay?
Mm. Okay.
You know, it's time to, I mean, I know you've been doing it, but I would say continue on with it, but getting that information out into the world, those books need to be published is what I'm getting for you, okay? And we're out of time. It's 1 o'clock now, but it's only so much I can do in the period that I have with the many weeks. But we'll talk, okay? I'll give you a buzz, and we'll talk more about it, all right? But I hope that was helpful, and I hope that was helpful to the people who were listening, and I hope people learned from the way that I'm interpreting the cards, okay?
It was great, Clarissa. Denise here. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Denise. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice.
Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, okay.
It was great.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Tamara, well, do you feel complete? I mean, is there any burning question that you have? I don't want to leave you hanging.
Well, is there any way I can listen to this again?
Oh, yes. I'm going to download the recording, and I will upload it probably within the week. But I'll make a point to I have something else I have to upload. So I'll make sure I download it at least by tomorrow, and I'll upload it tomorrow. So you'll be able to access it tomorrow. And do you have you have my email address, right?
Yes.
Can you email me your new address, and I'll email you the link for you to download it, okay?
That work.
Okay.
And thank you very much, Clarissa.
Oh, you're welcome.
You were meant to call me.
Okay, yeah, you know, I'm learning how to follow my spirit, you know. Okay, well, everyone, well, thank you so much for joining me today, and I will be here next week, same time.
Thank you,
okay?
Clarissa.
You're welcome. Good night. Bye. Good afternoon, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.